I might believe that most of you have the same questions asking yourself day and night when you do your work, when you're not getting the result, when you feel like you are lost, you're doing everything for getting the thing which you want, you're putting your every single energy for the thing which you really want to accomplish, but still you feel like you are at the same stage, you are not getting any light that whether you are improving, whether there is any possibilities that you're going to succeed in that. On that time you feel lost, you feel helpless, you feel like where you are taking yourself. That's happened. Everyone who succeed in their life, they have gone in this way. This is the part. When you start something new, when you really try to do something which you really want to do, this is how it's feel when you start. You will feel very energetic when you start for the very first time. You will be very, you will have a lot of energy in yourself. You give your every single thing to do the things. But let it down. As slowly you grow, as slowly you go ahead, and when you start seeing that you're putting a lot of efforts, but you're not getting any results, that is the time where you have to hold yourself. You have to think the moment which kept you and gave you that motivation to start this thing. You have to think for that moment. And trust me, once you just do it every single day without having any expectation in the results, if you put your effort, if you're really honest that you are doing for a purpose, you really like it, it makes you happy. If you have that motivation, definitely it will going to give you amazing result. And you have to be honest, never cheat on yourself. You can cheat others, but never cheat yourself when you are working on yourself. I can tell you right this moment, right now, I'm stuck at home. I'm not able to do my workout. Someday, I cheat myself. I try to convince myself that I'm not going to do my workout. I will do it tomorrow. But what is happening here? I'm just taking myself backward almost a week or 2 weeks back when I'm skipping my workout. Right now, I'm talking this podcast. I just had a 1 hour walk. Today, I had a plan to do my leg workout, but I skipped that and had a just a walk. And I just try to convince myself that, okay, today I did work only, so tomorrow I will do my leg workout. So this is not how the things work. Like you have made your plan, you have set your goals that this is what you're going to do. This is what your execution part would be, whether it's time to work out, whether it's time to getting anything done in your life. This is how it should be. Your plan for the work should be fixed. And according to that, you have to work on that. So if you take my example, the thing which I have done today, I had to do my workout. Like I was not feeling to do my workout, but anyhow I convinced myself, I forced myself that I'm going to do my workout today no matter what. I came on the terrace because right now lockdown, I'm not able to access to the gym. I was not able to do the workout. So I came on the terrace because I was not feeling that good at home. So I thought let's go to terrace so where I will feel fresh and I will do some kind of work or some kind of movement. So I came on the terrace. I just had a walk for 1 hour. And right now I'm just having this podcast. By my routine, I have to do my workout, my leg workout, but I'm not doing it. So no matter what you do, like no matter what you want to accomplish, what you want to practice, this should be your motive. Like you have to enjoy the work, the process which you are in. Process is one of the most important things. I truly believe your starting, your ending doesn't matter. But the process, the kind of feeling, the kind of memories, the kind of excitement, the kind of learning it will give you, it's absolutely incredible. You can never able to compare this feeling with any other things in this world. You should always try to live in the process, because once you accomplish anything, certain goals you have in your head and you are working on that, and once you accomplish that, now what? But when you be in the process, what happened on that time? You started with a motive that this is what you want to accomplish. You had a goal, you have imagined that physique or that achievement in your head. You have created the perception that how you're going to look, and you are working on that, and you found all the possible direction, all the possible ways to get to that level. And now you are putting your work on every single day. Once you achieve that level, what happens? You just feel happy, just feel the moment for a very little time. Like that moment remains for a very little time. It will be remain for 1 day, for 1 week, for 1 month, for a year. But the struggle, the process you have throughout the journey of getting that victory, it will be remain forever. Whenever I will just talk about the thing, you will just pick that thing. Yeah, I was doing this when I was working on that goal. You can able to define extensively brief about the process and the kind of energy you will feel, the kind of situation you will see that, yeah, when I was in the process, this was the position where I was stuck and this is how I dealt, and you will feel proud. Trust me, that proud feeling is absolutely incomparable. You are great. You are doing something different. And in this podcast, I'm saying this again and again, not for you, it's for me, because I'm also in the process. I have a goal. I had some goal in the past, I accomplished that, but right now I have a bigger goal and I want to accomplish that one. So I'm just telling you You means I'm telling to myself that this is what I want to be. I don't care about the process. I know when I'm in the process, I have to manage a lot of things like people sayings. I have to provide financial supports. I know I have my goals, and my goals right now are not producing any financial supports. Most of you are very concerned about this. When it's come to execution, what you like, you guys think about the financial, that how we're going to generate financial benefit from that at the initial stage. This is the main problem when it's come to executing, when it's come to doing the thing which you like, financial, because you don't get the financial benefit. Nobody's there to pay you the thing you really like to do at your starting age, because on that time you are learning, you are improving yourself, you are growing yourself, you are just increasing your knowledge. So you are learning. So that time we don't need to just focus on that. And that is the beauty of the process, because no one is there to give you the financial benefit which you are looking for, and that is your insecurity, because you are putting a lot of efforts, a lot of time, but you are not getting anything in return. That's what you are worried about. Almost 99.9% people are worried about those things when it's come to following their passion, when it's come to the thing which they really like. Just take example of this scenario, like we are in 2021 due to this COVID scenario, everything is shut down, everything is completely off. A lot of people have lost their job, they don't have any job opportunities. Like right now, I'm being open in this podcast. Right now, the kind of study I have been, I'm in retail industry. Like by profession, I'm a master of fashion management. But the kind of scenario I can see right this moment, there is no job. Like I have seen my seniors, they have been waiting for last 1 year. They haven't had their placements. They all are staying at their home. They had a 95% marks in their project, like in their degree. But right now, they're not getting any job. So I can see that scenario, that no matter how much marks you have, but still you have to struggle for the job. They are struggling. So you can't close your eyes and just go with the flow, what the people are doing. Like if I be and try to focus on my study, it's absolutely that I have to focus on my study. But along with that, what I have to focus on, that's also more important. Because I can see the scenario of the retail industry, that what is happening there. So why don't I learn some other skills, work on some other things along with the study? I'm not telling you that you have to completely avoid your study and just focus that, start doing something else which you like from scratch. And whatever efforts, whatever time you have given, you have to leave that also. No, nothing like that, because that one is your cool thing. You are spending a lot of money on that. You have to keep that thing with you, but develop your skill in other fields. Like, I don't get this thing that when it's come to talking, why people think that they have to achieve something in their life back then they can only able to give advice or they're able to talk. Right now, all these platforms is free. You have to really just take your phone, record your voice, just express your feeling. If you really express your feeling truly and you really mean it, you don't need to have any accomplishment in your life. You have to experience, you have to share your experience, because most of the people are not doing it at all. When you say, people will relate. And that relating people will create a community. And that relating thing will create a community. And you will get a lot of recognitions. So just try to be this, enjoy the process, understand the scenario where you are right now, what is happening around you. I know financial security is one of the most important thing. If you won't be financially secure, you're not able to get anything in your life. You will struggle a lot. Just look for opportunity. When an opportunity comes, don't close your eyes, grab it. No matter how big or small the opportunity is, it will give you a good learning, and that learning will give you good experience, and that good experience will give you good business. So this is how things will work. Learn, experience, and provide service. If you are really interested in any particular field, in any particular things, the best thing is work for someone, do an internship in someone's, under someone's. What will happen? You will learn the things, how the entire function works. You will learn, and that learning will remain with you. So it will help you in a multiple way. Like you can use that learning for yourself, you can use that learning and provide service to those people who want your service. You can just record that service. You can just make a video on the service and you can publish on different platforms and you can monetize them. This time is one of the gold mine time. So this 2021, this era is one of the best era of those who really want to achieve something in their life. But ultimately, you have to work for them. And ultimately, you have to work for that. After YouTube, like right now, this YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, they have given you a lot of opportunities. It's all up to you that how you grabbing it. No matter what small or big talent you have, you will find audience for all the topics, all the interest. You have to work on your interest. You have to work on your skill, which you are really want to good at. Just teach people, let the people know that this is what you do. Right now, I really like digital marketing. I really like fitness. I have my YouTube channel where earlier I was posting about only fitness, but that was my core thing, because whatever I have learned about digital marketing, that's all where I started with fitness. Because I started doing workout and then I started doing blogging, and when I involved into blogging, and I, at that point of time, I was writing articles around fitness, and due to that, I learned about website development. And website development, then I learn about the SEO, then this digital marketing automation things, and the whole thing is connected with each other, because I really want to market myself, and this digital marketing I'm using to market myself. So right now I started creating content around digital marketing and fitness, and I really want to mix these two things and want to give a clear path that this is how you can use this tool, digital platform tools, and your passion, and you can grow. This is my really dream, this is what I want to accomplish. So when I look at my YouTube channel, what I can found that earlier when I was posting about only fitness, what was happening? Because I was saying the same thing. But right now what I have done, I tried to include fitness and this digital marketing things together. So what will happen? My audience range got broader. I'm using fitness and digital marketing for my branding. And this way I'm growing. For those audience who have interest in digital marketing, like they want to know website development, social media marketing, I'm also attracting them to my content, to the core content which I have is like fitness and digital marketing. Right now, I'm trying to provide services like digital marketing and web development. I've never thought that I'm going to approach someone randomly on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and asking them that they have an amazing profile, and what I can see that you are a fitness, you sell this product, you sell that service. What I believe that if you have your own website, it will help you to grow in an amazing way. I've never thought that I'm going to do this kind of pitching. To be honest, literally in the last 1 month, I had almost approached to 2,000 people. And out of that 2,000 people, almost 1,000 people have responded to me. And many of them have talked to me, we had a good conversation, but at the very end moment, they said that, no, right now we don't want to have the website. In a very end moment where the conversion take place, in that moment they said that, I don't want to have my website right now. I went through this also. And I got very demotivated because I was working hard. I was giving like 2 week times for convincing them, sending a lot of message, spending an hour talking to them, clearing all their doubt. And at the very end, they're saying that I don't want to have website right for this moment. I will have letter. And the most common reply I got that I will revert back to you, or I will let you know right now I don't want to have website. So what? I'm learning. Like after sending this a lot of cold message, I made a lot of friends. Like a lot of people are knowing me through my cold messages. Like from USA, Canada, Bangladesh, Nepal, I talk almost entire world peoples. Why? Because I didn't get the business, but what happened? I built a relationship. So this is how the things work. Like right now, I'm in the process, later down, I know that this is going to be my goal moment when I will achieve or not achieve, that's the later part. But this moments give me a proud feeling that being invisible, almost I'm invisible. The person who I'm talking to, he can't see me in reality. And you know that how it's tough to take money from someone else. And you know that how tough it is to take money from people when you are not present in front of them. And in this 2021, where is a lot of crimes, a lot of cheatings happen on the internet, like people are taking the money and they are not showing ever again. That's all happening. And that situation, when you are convincing someone through your text, through your voice, it's really a huge achievement. And I feel proud of that. I don't regret that I have sent almost 2,000 cool messages. I talked to almost 1,200, 1,300 people. They responded to me. I had a great conversation. But at the very end moment, they said that I don't want to have that. I really don't want to worry about it at all. But out of that 2,000 plus people, I sent the cool messages. 4 people got convinced and I got business. So like starting stake times, you have to hold yourself. And I always tell myself, I'm recording this podcast not for any one of you. I'm recording this podcast for myself, because right now I feel proud of myself. And at the same time, I feel down also. So this voice is coming from my inside, and this is for myself. So whenever I feel low, I'm going to feel low. Definitely I'm going to feel low. When the conversion will not happen, when I will feel that nothing is happening. There is some moment that you will not get any conversion for a month or 2 months. That will happen. On that time, I have to hold myself. And this is for what I'm recording this podcast. I know that I'm going to do it. It's not arrogant. It's my belief that I'm going to do it. And I'm going to make myself proud in front of me, not in front of anyone. Because I can see myself that how I was and how I am right now. I can see the change. That's all because happened because I always believe in the process. I believe in try. Because I always believe in process. And I always tell myself that you don't need to be perfect for starting something. When I talk to people, when I tell them you have to do this, you have to do that. You're passionate about it. Why don't you do this? They say that I have to be perfect, like I have a good setup, I need to learn everything. Yes, you have to learn, but whatever knowledge you have to start with that. You can never be certain, so confident on the camera. at the very first time when you used to record your video for the very first time on that time, maybe you would be not that confident. Maybe you are very confident, but when you record for the very first time, I'm not saying that everyone not be that confident. Yes, if you are good, you can be confident, but a little bit haziness will come, a little bit concern you will have, that how I'm looking, what the people will think. You will have this in your mind, and that will bring your confidence a little bit down. So that's why I'm telling you, you should never be thinking that I will start when I will have a good setup, good equipment, good content, then I will start. In that way, you can never be start, because I don't believe that there's something called perfect content. Imperfect things are always better than rather than perfect things. You can never create perfect content. There is always some kind of imperfection would be there, and that's the beauty, because you are learning. That's telling you, you are learning, because no matter what level you achieve in your field, you're still learning. You're still learning. And that's one of the most important things which you have to keep on mind. Do whatever you like, but keep focus on your process. Process is one of the most important things. It's hard to feel that you are not getting the gain. Like, there are some time when I feel that why I'm not able to gain something today. This is what I feel. I always ask myself that why I have not learned something today. Why not? And when I got that feeling, I feel really bad. I feel like that I wasted another day. This day is very important. Like, the time which you have is one of the most important assets you have in your life. Use it wisely. Otherwise, you will regret heavily. I must tell you that you will regret heavily. This time is everything. This moment, I know that I have almost 6 to 7 months in my hand to do what I'm doing. And no matter if this time passes, I'm going to do the same thing. Because on that time, I will also get some other work. So this thing would be there for my entire life. I will do throughout my life this thing. Because I really feel happy. And the best part is, when I do this, I feel happy from inside. I don't feel that I need someone to make me happy. I feel independent. I feel energetic. I feel confident. And I feel that I'm doing something and I'm really learning something. That's why I do almost every single day. I wake up, sat on my computer for 12 hours, for 15 hours, for sometimes 7 hours, 8 hours. And I feel like the time passes like just like this, nothing happened. Just a blink of eye that I spend 8 hours on the computer. Time passes in this way. I never feel like that I'm spending so much time like this. Because I really like that thing. I really learned something new. And these days what I'm learning, maybe I'm not getting the client, but these days I'm learning that how to talk with people, how to approach someone, how to try to convince someone. So this is what I'm learning these days. And this is really something amazing, amazing thing I'm doing. I have never thought that I will go to someone's office and I will do a pitching and I will sit with him for 1 hour and try to convince him that why the website is important for his business. I was literally sitting in his office for almost 1 hour. I went there for 4 o'clock and went out at 5 o'clock. And the guy was talking to me. He was 100% convinced. He was 100% convinced, like the way I have explained everything about the importance, about the structure of the website, how it's going to help you, what are the services I'm going to provide. I was so confident. And before that, I was nervous. I was wondering that how I'm going to approach that. I was looking for another person who can do this pitching things. And I'm going to provide this technical stuff. But on that day, I learned that I have something. And that gave me a confidence. I remember on that week, I feel very proud. Like on that week, on the very same day, I came on the terrace and I was taking the walk because I was not feeling to do the workout at home. So I just, whenever I don't feel like to work at home, I just came on the terrace and do walk. So I was walking and I was really feeling very proud of myself. And that day I was listening to a motivational speaker, and that motivational speaker was saying, have you ever feel like that you haven't learned today? It's make you angry? And these are the things he was saying very crazily. And I was really happy at that point of time that I learned something today. I'm really glad I'm proud of myself. So right now I have confidence, and that gave me enough confidence so I can do the pitching things on a digital platform. And because of that, right now I have 4 clients. Maybe the number is very less. I made a very small amount of money, but the learning I had is absolutely incredible. I really like the learning which I have. So that's why I want to tell you, always give a try. Don't bother that you have to be perfect to do something. You imperfect things are always better right now. Imperfect things are absolutely incredible. If you are imperfect, you have to be proud of that. You have to work on yourself, and definitely you're going to get what you want. Believe in the process. Believe in yourself. The thing you are doing every single day, every single night, everything has a coordination with each other. You have to bring the coordination and continue with the same energy, with the same confidence every single day. It's very hard to do same thing every single day again and again. You might be thinking that you don't learn, you are not getting something, but you are getting ready for the long race, and that's you have to run for. Long race will give you long reward. The short things which comes will keep in your life for a shorter term. You can take example of anything. You will find those who are at their topest level, they made their journey. And it's not a, right now you can see that they're having that fame, game, money, everything all. But if you check their background, if you check their life, they had worked a lot for that. 20 years, 15 years, they have given their time. And right now they have achieved this. So you have to have that kind of mindsets. You know that right now it's not working, but definitely later down, 3 years, 2 or 5 years, it's going to give me back and I'm going to get it. And if it not get back, what happens? Nothing. Your life, you are living your life, you still live in the same way and you're going to do the same thing. But the thing you like, the thing you really want to do, that will give you happiness. So do it for your happiness. Have 0% expectation. I tell you that. I do workout because it's make me happy. I never charge anybody for my consultancy, for my workout consultancy. I do always free. Whenever they ask me anything, I just tell everything about it. I don't charge anything because I do it for myself. I feel happy when someone asks me about the workout, about the nutrition. I'm really happy. When someone asks me about the digital marketing, I'm really happy. I feel happy from inside. I feel like I have something in me. That's what people are asking me. You have to work for that happiness. Help other people. When you help them, when you bring smile on someone else, when someone's trust on you, that's the real happiness. When you find it, money will come and go. But if you don't happy, nothing is worthwhile. So you have to be happy. You have to be happy. So I hope everyone, you have liked this podcast. And again, I'm telling you, this podcast is for myself because I need this. I need this Daulat telling me Daulat, because I need this. I feel the same. I'm also a human being. I feel down. I feel low. I will feel less energy. I get confused. So this Daulat in the audio form going to remind me that why I have started. And I know that he is my true friend. He's going to keep telling me in my ears that Daulat, you are getting ready for the long run. Don't bother about the short term obstacles. It's going to vanish. It's going to vanish completely. Definitely going to do. And what I personally believe, no problems are bigger. Those problems are bigger which we create. The imaginary problem we create, that one is the biggest problem. The real problem is very less. If you find, try to observe your surrounding, try to observe your condition, you can find multiple solutions. But the problem you create around your head, imaginary problem, that one is the real danger for you. So try to save yourself for the problem you create for yourself, not the external problem. So I hope you will like this advice, and I'm ending this podcast with this keynote. Just work on yourself and don't create problem for yourself. Don't create your imaginary problem. So if you have any question or any doubt, write in the comment section. I would love to help you out and I love to solve all your queries. So I hope you would like it. Have a great day. Bye-bye.